Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
You've all probably heard of ELSS, or Equity Linked Savings Scheme. The good news is you're about to truly understand what it is today, and we've got an expert to help us understand what ELSS is all about. It's one of the most popular investment options in India and indeed globally. So on the MoneyWise podcast, welcome, this is Sheetal. We've got Dalen Pinto, who's going to be back again. He's senior fund manager equity with IDFC Asset Management. Thank you so much, Dalen, for joining us back on the MoneyWise podcast. And how are you doing?
All well, Sheetal. My pleasure to be here once again.
Always the basics, right? What in simple terms, Dalen, is really ELSS all about?
So, it's a fairly simple concept. It really is an equity mutual fund that invests at least 80% of its assets in equity and equity-linked instruments. Mm-hmm. I think one of the unique features of ELSS is that it qualifies for tax deduction under Section 80C. And that has really been one of the key reasons why, this investment vehicle has been gaining popularity, over the last few years. It provides, we believe, the dual advantage of tax benefits and potential wealth creation over a longer period of time. Yeah. There is a caveat, though. It does have a lock-in period of 3 years. But when we compare this with a lot of other instruments out there that also help you save tax, this appears to be the shortest lock-in period as far as an investment vehicle is concerned.
So that's one difference. It's the shortest vehicle when you compare it to some of the other tax-saving options. But what are the other benefits, Dalen, of investing in an ELSS? If you can just dwell on that a bit more.
So I think, there are three or four benefits, that we believe a product like ELSS really provides. I think to start with, of course, the tax benefit is the primary objective for investors to come into such a product. ELSS is the only tax-saving instrument that actually invests predominantly in equity. A lot of other instruments out there, as you're well aware, focus on fixed income as an asset class. So I think that's where there's a good amount of differentiation. Apart from the tax-saving potential, I think long-term wealth creation, as we traditionally know, has been provided by the equity asset class. And ELSS is probably, one of the best products that really is a combination of tax saving and long-term wealth creation all rolled into one. The second benefit that we believe this particular investment vehicle provides is the shorter lock-in period as compared to most of the competing investment classes, right? So just take, for example, a PPF. The lock-in we know is much, much longer, whereas here the lock-in is only 3 years. And what I particularly like about a 3-year lock-in is really that while investors worry that their money is stuck, if you talk to any equity mutual fund manager and you ask him what should be the time horizon for one to keep their money in equity, I think very few people actually say anything lower than 3 to 5 years. Right. So I think it's more of a mental blockage rather than the reality of how returns are actually, generated in the equity markets as such. Right. So I think that the lock-in period, in my view, is actually a positive rather than a negative. Third is, the relatively lower tax that one needs to pay when they actually exit this investment vehicle. Right. Mm-hmm. So this qualifies for long-term capital gains tax under equity investing, which attracts a tax rate of 10% if your gain is more than 1 lakh rupees as per the latest income tax law. So again, fairly tax efficient structure, both at the time of investment as well as at the time of redemption. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think, the fourth aspect is really that it's a product that provides you a very diversified equity exposure with a professional asset management team, that is really there to assess the risks and to provide you an appropriate risk reward strategy over a 3 to 5 year time period, right? So purely wealth creation that can be done in a very diversified portfolio, which is managed by investment professionals.
Now, you mentioned one of those, right? The 3-year lock-in period, which a lot of people seem, to think is a bit restrictive, but you said it's actually a benefit. But how practical is an ELSS fund for the average investor? Or rather, what is the need to invest in ELSS funds? You've given us some of the benefits, but that need that really should drive you to make that decision.
So, that's a great question. I think You know, most people, when they look at ELSS as a product, I think the biggest drawback for people is that, oh, it has a lock-in, so why should I consider, you know, an investment where there is a lock-in? The other type of investor is that, oh, I'm looking to save tax, and therefore, you know, ELSS is one product that helps me save tax.
Right.
I think both sets of investors have got it right, but they've also got it wrong. From the simple perspective that while ELSS does provide, you know, ability to save tax, I think the larger opportunity that people sometimes don't focus is really on the longer term wealth creation that the product offers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most often than not, that is actually a larger portion, or a rather, if you ask me, a larger area that one needs to focus on rather than just the tax aspect.
Right.
Similarly, if you look at other investors who worry about the lock-in, I think when you talk to anybody from the equity markets, 3 years is usually a minimum investment horizon that you need to have. We all know that shorter time horizons, you know, increase the probability of actually losing money, because equity is a volatile asset class, right? Mm-hmm. So I think this is really a product which offers the best of both worlds and is often misunderstood as either a tax product or as a product where there is a 3-year lock-in. But when you actually just, you know, take a step back and try and think about, you know, this product, I think it really offers you the best of both worlds.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
The Indian mutual fund industry had a total of 6.12 crore SIP accounts by December 31st, 2022. That's an increase of over 1.21 crore in 2022.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
I want to go back to the tax benefit aspect of ELSS funds, Dalen. Does it have any bearing on the year-end tax rush that we all go through? Because, you know, most people rush to invest and save tax only at the end of the financial year. And then they're overwhelmed with options at that particular point of time, which is something that could have you make a mistake or two. How does one avoid that pitfall?
Yeah, this is, you know, this really goes back to my previous point on people rushing to save tax at the last moment. And we see that, you know, the category tends to get a lot of inflows in the last quarter of the financial year. And that's primary because, you know, that's when this product really comes into the limelight. I think there are one or two disadvantages with that strategy is that you're really then left with not much option but to go in for a lump sum investment, which might be, you know, made at the wrong time, right? It might be made at, you know, probably the high of the market in that particular year. And probably that may have not been the wisest choice. But because you're so worried about saving tax, it changes your perspective on what the right investment decision is.
Right.
So I think to overcome this problem, our advice has always been, why wait for the last minute? You know, this product offers you an opportunity to invest throughout the year. This product offers you an opportunity to do a traditional SIP, which is a systematic investment plan on a weekly or a monthly basis. And I think, you know, that discipline not only helps you plan your taxes better, but it also helps you plan your investments and savings better in a more measured manner. And it also helps you overcome, you know, this whole worry about, is this the right time to buy equity or not, right? So timing the market, as we all always, you know, believe is a futile exercise. So I think, you know, this is how we would advise investors to approach this product.
Absolutely. And you brought up a phrase that was part of a previous MoneyWise podcast as well. Time in the market is more important than timing the market, which will always stay with me, Dalen. So thank you for reinforcing that idea as well for us. But what is the best way then to invest in an ELSS fund? How does one pick what's the best one for us individually? And do you have any, you know, I love to ask this question, mantras, pearls of wisdom, or some guidelines for investing in ELSS funds?
Yeah, I think, you know, investing is a very personal decision, and therefore every investor needs to assess their own financial goals, their risk appetite, their investment horizon, in which in this case, it's clearly 3 years or more. And, you know, what kind of fund strategy or asset manager they would like to invest with. Right. So I think these are the three or four aspects that are fairly unique to each and every individual, and they really need to try and understand that aspect, you know, maybe with the help of a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The second aspect then drills down to, you know, how do I pick a fund, right? And I think there, you know, you probably want to look at the investment framework that a particular asset management follows. You know, what kind of fund manager is managing the product? What is his style of investment? What is his track record? What is his risk reward analysis that he does when he looks to build a portfolio for you, right? So I think that's a very important part. And most importantly, is does a fund manager actually, you know, stay true to label or true to his style of investing, right? Because that's one of the most important aspects, you know, to give you better outcomes, right, in the long run. So I would say that's really how I think one should really approach investing into an ELSS fund. On the last question of pearls of wisdom, I'm a very simple thought process as far as investing is concerned. It's a very boring subject, if you ask me. It's about doing the same groundwork day in and day out on the same set of companies, quarter after quarter, year after year.
Right.
So that's really how I approach investing. And for me, patience is the key. I think if you have patience, you will be rewarded. And we see that a lot of people, when it comes to equity investing, come for glamour, but rather what you need to do is come for patience, right? Mm-hmm. So as long as you stay patient and disciplined, I think you will be rewarded. And, you know, that's really my mantra for investors out there.
And on that very patient sort of a note, we must wrap up, Dalen. And thank you for ringing, or rather being the voice of reason, because yes, the glamour, as you rightly pointed out, can sometimes overwhelm people when they're about to make these decisions. Thank you so much, Dalen, for joining us on the MoneyWise podcast today and helping us understand equity-linked saving schemes.
Thank you for having me, Sheetal. Thank you.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.